floors in between the second and third floor where there'd be like this little 10-foot gap in the windows, and that's where they'd hide all the beer kegs. The 21 Club reportedly, and this is something where I wonder if this is a myth, but I hope it's real, they reportedly had a lever on their bar where if the cops were coming in to raid, they could pull this lever and the bar itself would actually drop into the basement and all of this, the shelves would slide down vertically and you'd lose all the alcohol. And then behind the bar, this false wall would drop down and just create an empty dance floor.
Right.
But then the 21 Club also did have, and this is real, they had a secret room behind their pantry. So you go into the basement pantry of the 21 Club, and if you like pushed aside a bunch of tomato cans, you'd get to the back wall, which was brick, and there'd be one loose brick in the back wall.
Yeah.
You'd pull out the brick, and there was a little hole about this big hidden behind the brick, and there was this big long metal hook that was always hanging on the side of the pantry, and you'd take it and you'd stick it in that hole very, very far down, and then you'd hook it at this little, you know, sort of eyelet at the other end like a key, and you'd turn it, and then you could pull out the whole wall like a door, and behind the wall there was a room where they kept all their booze and just like had this these beautiful golden light bulbs, so it always looked like you were opening this door to something bathed in golden light.
You're right.
And you could actually dine in there. There was a point where the mayor at the time, a guy named Jimmy Walker, who was definitely your Prohibition era mayor. He was pretty corrupt. And he loved all the best speakeasies. He was a huge drunk. And he also cheated rampantly on his wife. And so there was a time where he was dining with a female companion in the secret room that was like a special room that Jimmy always went to at the 21 Club. But then the feds actually raided the place while he was in there. And so he had to stay. Can we go? Yeah, we're fine. So he had to stay in this room secretly for a little while. But then the 21 Club was so good at hiding their booze that the feds couldn't find it. And they kept looking and looking. And it was like 3 hours later, and they were still in there looking for the booze, and they couldn't find it. So finally, Jimmy managed to get access to a phone. And he called to the local police, because these were the feds that came in, not the federal agents, not local jurisdiction. And so he called on the local NYPD offices to send out every single officer they had to go and put tickets in all the federal agents' cars outside to get them out of the building so that he could sneak out. I don't think they ever found the booze either.